Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would like to ask you a few questions about concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. We are not selling anything or asking for a donation. Just to start, may I know how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
On the last job, I was a journeyman. I'm retired now.
Oh, I understand. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No,
you say
I'm
no,
retired.
right? Okay. Approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed?
Unemployed? I've been unemployed since June, but I've been retired from masonry since, I don't know if it's 2019 or 2023 or 4 years. I don't know which it was. 2019 or 2020. I'm not sure exactly which one.
Thank you. And just so you know, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I haven't. No. Like I said, I retired from my local, either 19 or 20, and I've worked driving. That's what I've done. But no, I've not done any masonry.
Thank you so much. Thinking about what you see in your local communities, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the in the last year?
In my town, there's a lot of construction projects going on in Belleville, but a majority of them are non-union projects, I would think. So I don't think they're union jobs or residential.
Thank you. And did you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the time last year?
Honestly, I don't know.
You don't know.
But
thank
from
you.
My perspective, non-union construction has grown the last 30 years as opposed to union construction. So, but I don't know.
Thank you. And just a note, did you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
There's never enough union craft members. Never.
Thank you. And just a note, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same or more unemployment than now?
You know what? I know unemployment is very low at this point, but I couldn't tell you that. I honestly don't know.
Thank you. It's okay. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
My family?
Yes, sir.
I think it'll stay about the same.
Thank you. Okay, switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned or you were most concerned on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concern.
Well, in masonry, I would say it would be dust and fall concerns.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And it will be in person or online?
In person.
Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, but about a political canvassing, yes or no?
If I have, say that again, I missed that.
If you have participated in the activity, and we'll start with the political canvassing.
In the last 12 months, no political canvassing.
A union organizing?
A union what?
Organizing.
No.
And what about a picketing?
Yes.
Thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never occasionally or regularly. You don't know, right?
I haven't worked in masonry since... I believe it's 2019.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from the one you are least likely to get your news from. I will give you some options so you can tell me a ranking from the first to the fifth number. It will be radio, local TV news, cable news, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media. How would you rate it?
It would be, number one would be cable news.
Yes.
Then I would think the internet.
Thank you.
Yes.
The next one.
Yeah, well... I'm old, so those are the two I remember.
I understand. Just those.
Basically those two. Newspaper after that.
Okay. And then we have radio, local TV news, and friends and neighbors.
Radio,
mm-hmm.
Local TV, friends.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Which cable network is your preferred news source? Could be Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, another news channel?
MSNBC.
Thank you. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Foreign policy, the environment, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, healthcare, immigration, education, or something else?
I would say it would be support for the unions.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
As a matter of fact, I think it was in, maybe it was the 90s or the year or in the early 2000s that I went down to Washington, D.C. So I'm very aware of the Davis.
And would you say that you seen here or read just a little, some, or a lot about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Oh, I know a lot about the Davis-Bacon Act.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic Party.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The auto workers.
Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Let's start with his job as a president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I don't think I strongly approve of anybody, so I'd say somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about the support for labor's union? Would you approve or disapprove?
I would say I would approve.
You would say somewhat?
No, strongly approve.
Okay. Yeah,
that is one area where he has, stepped up.
And what about Joe Biden's support for health care? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
It's funny because I said I wouldn't say strongly, but because he did that with seniors and the diabetes medicine, I'd have to say strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. And what about the job Joe Biden has done with the economy? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about the immigration?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one because, I'll tell you, because it's a complex problem and it doesn't seem like anybody has done anything to rectify it for decades. And so when it falls to whoever's in office, there's no way you can approve of what is happening.
Okay.
One, with the influx of people coming in, and two, with the inability of people coming in to get appropriate health and a path to citizenship. So,
So would you say that neither approve nor disapprove?
Neither approve nor disapprove.
Okay. And what about the foreign affairs?
Approve.
Thank you. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much, sir. We're almost there, but thank you so much for the time. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its jobs?
Disapprove.
You would say strongly disapprove or
strongly,
somewhat?
Strongly.
And thank you. And are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I will certainly vote.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you say poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you so much. How could the union best improve its representation and services?
Personally, I would think a more diverse leadership. That's what I would think.
Thank you. We are recording this, okay? Thank you so much. Well, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I would say supporting Joe Biden at this particular point.
Okay, supporting Joe Biden. Thank you so much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from the union? Or what's your preferred way to receive information? Was the text messages, union meetings, email, mail, job sites?
Well, it would be mail or union meeting because I'm not on job sites.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
A couple times a year.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only, and we're almost done. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Caucasian, white.
Thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Richard.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with this question, sir. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Take care.